and they are now represented by your government. The worst of human beings are in charge of your life. They're in charge of welfare, but you're never going to get well. You're going to be more sick. Their always solutions create bigger problems, so you become dependent. The inner cities are full of black Americans, controlled by the kind of people who, well, are slave drivers. They allow the gangs to wander freely and demoralize people and keep them from being educated. But this problem is that the people in the inner cities like that who live in the ghettos, they will stay in those worlds and never leave because they feel secure with the security that is provided for them, which is nothing. A little bit of welfare, that's it. And no education and whatever dependence, but so they are completely lost and broken, not able, miseducated, misguided, and they gotta blame something. And that's the basis of racism. That's what Reverend Wright did to the president. Or now he is an elitist. This kind of man wants as many broken people as possible, because the more broken people there are, if you have an immense middle class, you can't control them because they're all independent. But if you can create chaos and poverty, if you can create depression, the endless source of depression, that every solution creates a bigger problem, and every problem creates a crisis that needs to be solved, and then the answer is always the wrong answer. For instance, cancer is now more prevalent now than it was in the beginning of the century. At the beginning of the century, 1 in 4 people died from cancer. Now it's 1 out of 3. See? And so, there's a stubbornness. It's got to be a germ. We've got to find this German. We have to erase the offending member. We have to take off the breast. We have to take 2 breasts off so you don't get cancer. Why not cut off your legs? Out of your dependency, out of your fear. Oh, you've got bipolar. Oh, really? Bipolar is only in emotional extremes, which is easy to control once you take command of yourself, once you understand the 2 extremes of emotions will kill you. But now you have to have uppers and downers, medically or legally, illegally, to control that. So you could feel normal, but you're not normal because you've got no meaning and no life, or you're just alive, and your emotions are under control, but you're not controlling them. The pill is, and the doctor is, and you'll never have a life. And if there was a cure, if Jesus came back and said, "Look, I have the secret of eternal life. All you have to believe me." Well, if enough people believe him, it would threaten the undertakers. And the undertakers would picket against Jesus, or send a hitman after him. Here you are, this original sin. Where did that need come from? Passes from generation to generation. It's a man born of woman. How else can he be born? But the first failing father becomes generations of failing men. They come back to the scene of the crime, seeking approval for what? For the ego that came through her. And every man cries out for the love of a woman. But what he's really dealing with is Satan, not the woman. He calls up the worst. That's what the hell of marriage and relationships is all about. Don't you get it? But now the guy gets it. You love him, and he becomes weak for love. But he's not a man if he's weak for love. You can play with him. There's something in a woman that takes pleasure. But even if it doesn't take pleasure, it gets the pleasure, but then it feels scorned by it. Burned by it, contemptuous. Why doesn't he say no to me? That's what I need, because if a man is a whole person, if a man is really whole and loves what's right more than his wife, meaning, and then she feels joy. He doesn't hate me. He loves me. In other words, to resist the temptation of a woman or a child with patient endurance, and not to fall for the temptation, to fall to anger or fall for sex play. And then encourage the hell to come up through both of you, and through her into you. And you're weak for it. You're a pissant for it. Or you're a bully for it. And that's all there is out there. And if there's a no, if a woman finds a noble man, that's the one who's noble is the biggest threat, because there's something in her senses that this man can't be controlled. If you're a man looking for a wife, you'll find today that women want to go to bed with you right away. And if you say no, they'll call you names like, you're not a man. See, because they want to eat you. Once a woman has men and starts to devour them,